Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Yes, if you have been an avid listener of the show, the podcast, you will have noticed that I have been slightly missing in action from the podcast, but not in everything else that I do. For a little while, only a few weeks, and the reason for that is because it's been a crazy time. We've had a lot of seminars on. I've been traveling. I've been teaching over in Ireland. Then I've had my stag do for my wedding, which is in 3 weeks. I then went away for a friend's birthday in a different country, and so there's been a lot of things going on, and with that, I have to kind of look and say to myself, you know, how much of what I do when I have a little bit more time, could I bring back? What could I delay for a little bit? And I know there's a lot of content on the podcast, and I promised to myself I would be consistent with this, and I want to be consistent, but sometimes things have to go on a little bit of the back burner. So I apologize for that, but it's back, and I'm looking forward to moving forward and sharing a lot of more valuable content with you and more guests coming up in the next few months, so watch out for that. Now, before I get into today's episode, which I know you're going to like, I just want to let you guys know that on the 29th and 30th of September, our Body Transformations and Average Joe seminars are going to be on. We're hosting them in Nottingham. So if you want to learn our M10 matrix, the exact system we use to achieve results with the Average Joe client across a full day on the Saturday and on the Sunday, how we achieve our body transformations, both of the seminars, we are known very well for the results that we produce. So if you want to know more about the seminars, you're able to get early bird ticket prices now for another couple of weeks, then click the link in the bio of my Instagram page, Mark Coles M10, or make sure you go to the notes in the actual podcast on iTunes and you can click the link directly through to that. So guys, I very much look forward to seeing you there. The reviews that we get from these seminars is incredible. And most importantly, it's not just knowledge. We send you away with our matrix, a framework that you can use to help you achieve results with your very own clients. So I look forward to seeing you there. Now, today's podcast is called My Journey, episode number 62. And I kind of spend a bit of time sometimes looking back over the podcast and looking where I've added value to you guys. And one of the most important things I talk about is a backstory, a journey. What are you creating? What journey are you on? And if you've been following me for a little while, you may not know my story. If you've been following me for 6 months, a year, or even 2 years, it's likely that you didn't join the fitness industry with me. It's likely that you've probably joined my journey at a stage where I'm slightly further on. You know, right now, my mission, my passion is helping personal trainers to develop their business. You know, I've been in this game a long time, 15 years, and now we do a lot of seminars. I have a great team at M10 that helped me run a mentorship program. I have my mastermind program, which is more business related. I mentor a lot of coaches all over the world. And in the UK, and it gives me great privilege to kind of give back. But there'll be coaches that are looking at kind of where I'm at now and thinking, you know, how did he get to that point? You know, what is it that allowed him to be in a position to mentor? You know, honestly, guys, I'm able to charge more money for what I do now. And you know, there are rewards for a journey that I've been on. So where did it all start? And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because you may be in a point in your career now and you're wondering, how long does it take? What sort of commitment do I have to put in? You know, a lot of people are looking for the fast track nowadays, and some people will get it, you know. And others, if I'm absolutely honest with you, you'll take your time. You'll have to take your time because there's a lot you've got to learn. There's a lot that you've got to achieve. There's a lot out there for you to make mistakes with, do very well with, a lot for you to learn, a lot of people to learn from. And so it's very, very important that I share my journey with you and just give you an overview of, you know, what I've been able to accomplish, what pitfalls I've run into along the way, and some of the things that I've actually done that's allowed me to progress. And, you know, you're going to hit stumbling blocks in your career and you're going to wonder why you've hit them. You're going to wonder what the challenges are and what they mean, because there's always a message or a story, a message, should I say, that should come out of every situation that you run into. So let me get cracking. One of the most important things I want to share with you guys is the fact that I wasn't born to be a personal trainer. You know, I'm not one of these people that says, oh, you know, this is a career that I had my sights set on forever, and that's where I pursued. You know, we're all going to go through challenging times in our lives where we think, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? And genuinely, I played rugby for a lot of years, and my father's a property developer, or a property investor, should I say. And I thought, you know what, that's the route for me. He inspires me, he motivates me, he's taught me for many years in so many different areas, and I thought, that's the route I've got to go down. Well, how wrong was I? Because I went to university twice. Not to get 2 degrees, to try and do it a second time, because the first time I pulled out. And then a year into, or 18 months into the second time of going to university when I was 24, I was spending more time reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. I dislocated my shoulder playing rugby. I was at a bit of a lost point. I wasn't really enjoying uni, and I was more fulfilled with the gym. I was starting to see my abs. I was getting really motivated by seeing my body shape, my confidence was changing, and I realized very quickly that this is something that I love, this is something that I enjoy. Guys, I didn't want to be a businessman, I wanted to actually be in the gym more. But at this point, let me make a point to you, that ultimately what I realized that I wanted to do was follow something that I was passionate about. I wasn't passionate about property, I wasn't passionate about surveying. Some people get into a job and then develop further forward through that job, and it does end up being a passion of theirs. And ultimately, what passion most people have is to make money, and they do their job because it fulfills revenue. For me, it needed to be a passion. I needed to love what I do. I needed to be fulfilled doing it. And I knew that at the time. And when I actually kind of sat down and said to myself, what do I want to do? Personal training was the thing. And being in a gym was fulfilling to me. And I thought, well, how do I get more of this? And it wasn't until I did a bit of research and thought, crikey, you know, I could be a PT. And the reality of taking this loan out and quitting university was that my dad wanted to chat with me. And he sat me down in his office, which is always a daunting place to be. And he said, hey, how are you going to have a quality of life? How are you going to be able to have the holidays that we've had as families and the journey that you've already been on? Because you're going to want that, right? And I went, of course. But there was a big part in me that said, you know what? If I could be doing something I enjoyed, I will make a success of it. And so I said to him, look, I got to do this and I want to do this. And so I've applied to LA Fitness, which is the gym in the local town in Newark, small market town. Let me remind you guys, it's not a big city. And he said, look, you know, you got my support the whole way. And off I went to LA Fitness. First personal trainers to set up a personal training business in that gym. LA Fitness was new to the town. And I had to travel to London to have a evaluation and assessment by the heads of LA Fitness personal training. Most daunting thing I've ever done in my life. So if you're about to start a gym career right now, guys, I have been where you are. I was terrified. I could train myself or give myself a workout, but programming for somebody else, motivating somebody else, I had no idea what was to come. And if you're in that position right now, you got a lot to come. So I went to LA Fitness, and do you know what? My biggest attribute that I didn't realize at the time was my personality. Because I loved being in the gym, I just made it my duty to help as many people as possible. And little did I know, that was a sales and marketing strategy that I now teach on my 5-stage sales video program. If you've got that, you'll know what I mean. If you haven't, for 50 quid, guys, it is a no-brainer. Go into my shop at m10life.com, get my 5-stage sales formula, because it teaches you everything that I learned about how to build rapport with people on the gym floor. And I literally found my way in that gym. It got a full membership base. My advice to you, if you're starting out, is to get into a busy gym, get in there, love it, love helping people. Just, you don't have to punch above your weight in terms of your knowledge. You just have to help people that want help, and you have to spend more time talking to them. And that's what I did. But my father taught me something very early on, that you are being paid to learn in the early days. So I realized LA Fitness was a learning center for me, somewhere where I could try and test different things. I still had clients coming in the door. I was making a good, decent amount of money. And I used every bit of money that I had to travel. Every bit of money. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you now. Please, if you are working in a health club right now, you're spending more money on material things and trying to get a flash car, and you're trying to get a, you know, big house, and you're trying to do all these flash things. Wait, invest your money, become better, travel the world. Too many people are locking themselves into online. Travel to different cities, do seminars, practical seminars where people challenge your knowledge, because you're not going to get challenged online. Do online courses by all means. I've done many of them, but go to actual courses like our practical camp in Nottingham, where we watch you, we evaluate you, sign up to our mentorship program. It's one-on-one. We help make you a better coach. But in the early days, I traveled to America. I did all the PICP certifications with the Polycorn Institute. I went away and did Czech, Gary Gray. I did a lot of practical courses. I did a lot of hands-on manipulation of the body. And I just did a lot of different stuff. You are a general practitioner in the early days, guys. And that's what I did very well. I did therapy, I did kettlebells, I did Olympic lifting, I did weight training, strength training, core training, mobility, flexibility, you name it. I got a course that I've been on that certified me and I've advanced in certain areas. I've done fascial abrasal techniques, I've done release techniques, stretching techniques, PIMPS, Polycorn Instant Muscle Activation techniques, I've done all that. You know, and that was all within the first 3 years. A lot of it in the early days was traveling the world, meeting different people, building networks, growing my confidence measurably by just being on my own and traveling the world. And then I got to a point whereby I was thinking, right, I'm training clients, I'm doing all right here, I'm kind of getting a little bit better with helping people lose body fat, I'm still training average Joe clients, and I got an opportunity put in front of me, which was to help more personal trainers grow their business. It was LA Fitness were launching a LAPT manager, which gave me the opportunity to not only run my business, but take a percentage of the revenue that other personal trainers make so long as I help them grow their business. And little did I know that that was a real, real valuable step for me, because I got to do PT whilst helping other PTs, but took a slice of their revenue. So after 3 years of going, of slowly increasing my revenue a little bit more, 30, 35, 40 pounds an hour, up like 10 pounds an hour across the few years, 2 years that I was there, I got into LA PT manager, and I would, in my car, travel to different gyms, Hull, Lincoln, Newark, Derby, 4 gyms to start with. And then I started to realize the role started getting busier, and LA Fitness wanted more trainers in gyms. And I started to travel around a lot more. For a couple of years, that's what I did a lot of. I did less PT, managing gyms, managing trainers, traveling around the counties. And I was all over the place, ended up in Burton-on-Trent, and ended up in Warwick and Birmingham. And so I was on the road a lot. And I actually was still training myself, but wasn't very fulfilled, because I'm a trainer, I'm a hands-on, I'm a face-to-face person. And so I got to the point of thinking, do you know what? I'm not enjoying what LA Fitness were doing. I'm not enjoying what LA Fitness were, what type of trainers they were putting in the gyms. It wasn't the standard that I was actually passionate about. So I decided to leave LA Fitness. You know, they were putting huge targets on me. It wasn't something I was enjoying. And I said, do you know what? My exit plan here is to go back to LA Fitness, build my personal training clients up, put my hourly rate up a little bit more to £45 an hour, and then open my own studio. And I'll tell you the reason I opened up my own studio. In hindsight, at the time, would I look back and say, would you do that again? My answer to you immediately would be yes. Now, the reason being is because I knew I didn't fit in a gym anymore. I knew I didn't fit in that environment. I personally am very independent, and I kind of felt that I'd outgrown that facility. And in my small market town, I had a demand for myself, and there was a lot of inquiries coming in organically from outside. And I thought, you know what? I do have people inquiring. I'm known in the local area, and I can make this work. Set up on my own, I had 45, 50 sessions a week. I pushed my prices to £50 an hour. Revenue was nice. Small little studio, 1,400 square foot, training my clients. What happened within the first year? The loneliest time of my life. I had mats, I had a cable crossover, I had dumbbells to 22 kilos, I had treadmill, cross trainer, bike, and a couple of benches and kettlebells. Guys, I was literally back to back with people. I didn't have a quality of life. I wasn't enjoying myself. And in fairness, to get that stimulation from other people, I'd go back to LA Fitness to train there. It was tough. The first year was very, very tough. To the point where I had a waiting list, and I thought, you know what? The advice I've been given by so many different people is you've got to take somebody on. So I took a trainer on, and all I did was teach them exactly what I know. The methodologies that I taught the LAPTs, the marketing, the sales, they didn't really need to do a lot of them, but they needed to look after the clients I was giving them. My first trainer got quick, very, very full. I taught them the systems. We had meetings. We were very diligent with the way that we delivered our coaching, to the point where I took another one on. The extra revenue that I took on allowed me to get more equipment. The gym started to take shape as somewhere where I was proud to train in too, because I'd got more equipment. The results we started to achieve got better. And at that time, kind of Facebook was really kicking off, and I was presenting our results. I was spending a bit of time writing articles and writing content, and it was getting seen by a lot of people, and our inquiries were going through the roof. And it was at that point where I said, do you know what? My content was getting seen by people, the results were getting seen, trainers were messaging me, and they were saying, could I come and do half a day with you? And I said, do you know what? People like the brand, people will like me. And I've been able to showcase through traveling and studying and dedicate myself to education and getting results. I think we're due to be in a city. I think if the brand's going to get better recognition, we need to be in a city. This was a big, big move. 1,400 square foot gym with very pretty low overheads. And I will tell you this, guys. Step number one, if you're thinking of opening up a facility, look at your overheads. Because going back then, the overheads were that low at the studio. I was making decent revenue. Money was in the bank. Things were going great. I'd saved a lot of money. And my vision to have a gym with 10 trainers in the city center of Nottingham with amazing equipment was at the forefront of my mind. I wanted a gym that people recognized and knew well. And so I made the bold move of closing down Newark and moving into the city. Big, big step. Big, big step. And opened up a 6,000 square foot gym, filled it with equipment, opened it with James Sutton. I asked James if he'd come and be the first trainer in the gym. And that was a big, bold move, because every bit of cash went into absorbing it, setting up the gym, the marketing, lead generation, a massive amount. I borrowed a lot of money to set the gym up, and we got a lot of inquiries, and we had a lot of interest. And, you know, there weren't budget gyms, there weren't CrossFit facilities setting up everywhere. And, you know, personal training was a busy old trade, you know, and it still is today. But there's a lot of people doing it. There's a lot of exposure on social media. There's a lot of people wanting to do different modalities of fitness, and it does change. It has changed over the years, which, you know, means that we've just got to be better at marketing our business. But, you know, it was going well. You know, we had trainers coming in, we had people wanting to work for us, the exposure was going up, we got mentorships coming in left, right, and center. And that was the big bold move that I made, because I wanted to make a statement on the country that M10 was opening a flagship gym. We were going to be doing our personal training out of there. We've got great team. And for me, it was like opening up a center of excellence for personal training, which people could aspire to either follow what we do or still at the time come for internships and learn from us. So that was kind of like, I'd say as a journey, if I look at what, let me take a step back for a second and give you some pointers. I was writing out this podcast and looking at the journey that I'd made, and I look back at that. We opened up M10 Nottingham 7 years ago. So that effectively means that 9 years was the kind of lead up to opening up the gym. So we had LA Fitness, Fitness Agents, M10 Newark. This is me always moving forward. Personal trainer, managing personal trainers, gym owner, facility owner. I wouldn't have been able to do any of that without confidence. That confidence, without a doubt, guys, came from studying more, networking more, being relentless and focused, 110% focused on delivering quality content to the country, to my local area, getting the brand known by people, getting myself heard to the point where my results were recognized by people, the team were recognized by people, the brand was recognized by people. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They build a facility, they stay within their facility, but they don't push to get more people to find out about them. They don't push their standards, they don't push the brand. And if you want people to know about you, talk about you, hire you, people need to know about you. And during that time, the last 2 years of being at M10 Newark, I did one thing which I think was one of the biggest catalysts of my career. I said, if I am going to stand forward and inspire my team, I've got to do something with me. It's not just about my knowledge. I've got 15 years and a crazy amount of courses under my belt, some of which inevitably I don't use at the moment, but it won't take me long to learn it and revise it and go back over it and pop it back into my brain. But I've studied a lot. So I committed myself to be one of the most traveled, educated coaches. But then I wanted to be known for muscle building and fat loss. That was my big, big market. And the 2 years out from moving from M10 Newark, I thought, if I'm going to make a shift, I need to make me someone that people are going to listen to. And my choice at the time, which I look at a lot of trainers and I think, you know what? You want to be known, but there's very little that people are going to know you for. I'm not telling you that you should be adding 30, 40 pounds to your frame, as I decided to do in the early days. What I am saying to you is, if you're going to do fat loss, you've got to be in fat. You've got to do fat loss. You've got to show people that's what you're all about. If you're going to do weight loss, you've got to get results. If you're going to do muscle building, you need to have that muscle building frame that inspires people, motivates people, and gets people involved in your journey. Because I look back at my journey and I went from 81 kilos to 92 kilos. I went from 92 kilos to 96 kilos. I went from 96 kilos to 99. And then I went to 103, where I stayed for a little while before taking a few more years within M10 Nottingham when we moved to the bigger gym. And that's when I reached my target weight. That's where I really reached a pinnacle for me. Bodybuilding was something that I absorbed myself in. And while I was at Nottingham, I did one or two things. Not only did I build my physique, but I built a very, very, very detailed and condensed website with every bit of information of content that I was able to share with my audience. I had a lot of people reading the content. I had a lot of people sharing articles. I had a lot of people absorbing my information and becoming familiar with the brand, becoming familiar with me. Anyone that owns their own business needs to be the figure point of it. Anyone that owns their own business needs to inspire the team below them. And as a result of me developing my journey, I had more trainers that wanted to work for me. I had more trainers that wanted to learn for me. And it gave me another opportunity to scale. We're going to talk about in a second how the education came about. But my personal growth has come from the ability for me to get better all the time. And not everyone's going to want my goals, but I didn't have the goal to be an educator. I had the goal to get better and better and better. And I had the goal to then say, as I'm getting better, what's next? What can I do with this? What can I do with my reputation? What can I do with my busy gym? What can I do with the results that I'm achieving with my clients? A lot of coaches don't do that. They don't look for, right, I'm doing a little bit better. What can I do with that? What can I do to go even better? And a lot of trainers go on courses and they study and they don't do anything with it. They've got nothing to show for it. If you're 4 years down the line, I'm going to say to you now, if you're 4 years in, what have you got to show for it? A client base, few results. 4 years in, any professional should have a portfolio, should have developed more themselves. They should have a lot more knowledge. They should be a lot better known. In your local town, as I was in Newark, everybody knew me for what I did. Not only could you see that visibly with my physique, but on social media, you could see me progressing. You could see me traveling the world and doing different courses. And you could see the results I was achieving. And for you guys, if I look back over the journey that I've had, it's been one of consistent progress. Consistent progress. Consistent challenges. It wasn't easy to leave LA Fitness and go into the unknown, but I knew that was the next step for me. It wasn't easy to close down M10 Newark and then open up M10 Nottingham. It wasn't an easy step for me to take at all. I risked a lot, guys. Five trainers at my M10 Newark gym was a great little business. It was great revenue. But I had a bigger dream, a bigger vision. I thought, this is not it. I've always said to myself, if I get stagnant, I move on. And it's not moving on in terms of leaving the industry. It's what's next. That's the big thing for me. So I opened up M10 Nottingham while I was bodybuilding. I was actually prepping at the time, moving into M10 Nottingham. I got the best equipment. I had it kitted out, the best, by one of my very close friends. And it was my dream, my vision. 6,000 square foot gym, changing rooms, amazing equipment. Gave me an opportunity to then use the gym as a platform to present my content. Gave the gym as a platform to present my standards and systems and service, because I wanted it to be regarded as one of the best in the country. I hired the best coaches. We had the best team meetings. We educated together. I taught what I know together. I committed myself to writing an obscene amount of content. If you think that between M10 Newark the last 2 years and the first 3 years of being in Nottingham was balling it, guys, I'm going to be very honest with you. It was far from it. I spent nearly every weekend for 3-4 years in my apartment writing articles, down at different gym coffee houses, writing articles, doing videos, creating content. I built a real solid foundation, a hub of information. M10fitness.co.uk, check it out. M10life.com, behind closed doors, check it out. I built ebooks. I started to create content everywhere, built affiliations with people, met different people, traveled, kept studying, networked with different people in order to try and get the brand more recognized by people. And it had a big payoff. You know, M10 Nottingham still gets inquiries every single week into the gym. We still get new clients coming into the gym every single week. We market the business, of course, but it has a solid reputation for what it does. And it only has that solid reputation because of the work that I put in, because of the coaches that I brought on board, because of the standards that we have in place. So M10 Nottingham became a central hub of excellence for what we do. And as a result, for the standards that we deliver, the knowledge that we have within the facility, I got to a point after 3 years of being there, we've been educating now, let's say 4 years of being there. We were teaching a lot and we were doing one-to-one internships and it was taking a lot of time up and I was doing half a day here and half a day there. And I thought, do you know what? How do I actually now start to reach more people? And it was at that point that I said, do you know what? There's a thing in marketing called one-to-many. How do I get to see more people, spread what we know, what I know? And that's when the M10 practical camps was developed. That's when the theory camp was developed. And that's when I said, look, let's take what I teach one-on-one and let's do it to one-to-many. And we were selling out. We had practical camps, we had theory camps, 90, 80 people at a time. We then branched into doing them in hotels and had a better actual facilities to be able to do that. And then we created more and more education. And I'm going to keep relating this back, guys, to the journey that I've kind of been on. Moving from that generalist type of coach to more of a specialist, and I'd suppose for a while, because I was heavily regarded for my ability to get somebody very, very lean and add muscle, more of an expert niche field. And because of the expert niche field, people wanted me to write for them, appear for them. Obviously, I got sponsorship over 3 years ago with SciTech, which is great, and they've been incredible to me. If you haven't checked out their products, do so. And all of this has come simply from progression. The word "what's next" to me is so important. For you, what's next? You're going to be surrounded, like I've been for all of my life, by people that don't want to progress. And it's up to you to start saying to yourself, what standards am I going to hold myself accountable to? These people that say 15 years ago, I knew I was going to be an educator, that's bullshit. You don't know you're going to be an educator. What you do know is that with consistent progress, greater opportunities come more your way. You've got to be committed to listen to what those opportunities are. Listen to other people. Listen to feedback. That's something that I did a lot of. I had mentors. Many of you right now probably haven't ever invested in a mentor. It's too expensive. How expensive is it going to be for 5 years down the line to be doing very similar to what you're doing now? You may have exhausted what you're doing right now to the point that you need someone with a fresh pair of eyes to look over your business and say, you know, you are training people, but the results aren't good enough. You are training people, but your standards aren't good enough. You're training a lot of people. Is it time to go online? You're training a lot of people. Is it a time for your own gym? You're coaching a lot of people. Could you create digital products? Could you create a membership website? What opportunities are available for you? Have you been in the industry a long time? Is it time now to teach? And so there's a lot of people that have built no background to themselves, no backstory, which means that there's no value going forward in the rest of your life. I've got somebody at the moment that says, I want to teach, and I look at the backstory and it's not teaching, it's just training. How many people look at you as an authority in your field? Not many. Can you teach? You're not going to be able to command an audience. And so I look back over my career, and one thing that I'm trying to do regularly is analyze the decisions that I made, the steps that I took. It's funny, my father's very successful, and ask him about the steps that he took, the decisions that he made, the actions that he took, the knowledge that he's gained. He has it all, but he can't articulate it. And that's because he's old school. That's because he's not somebody that's teaching. It's not because he's writing a book. If I talk to him long enough, I get snippets of his thought process, but he doesn't really articulate it that well. He's just continued to progress. And I look at where I'm at, and I want to be able to articulate what was it that made me make that decision back then to take on the role of LAPT manager. And do you know what it was? My father's all about progress. And I was like, okay, I've been a PT for a while. He's going to want to see a bit of progress. I'm going to want to see a bit of progress. Can I make some more money while still PTing? And then that independent part of me said, look, it's time to move out of that gym and create your own business and your own brand, because I knew from my personality type, I'm very independent. And therefore, I wanted my own brand, my own message, and do my own thing and have that ability to create my own vision, mission, and goal. I didn't know where it was going to end up. I actually said to my dad in the early days, I only want one facility, but I want to be on my own. I don't want anybody with me. He was like, are you sure? I was like, 100% certain. Little did I know that the confidence to open up my own gym, the confidence to have a waiting list, led me ultimately then to taking on another trainer. And then two, and then three, and then four, and then five, and teaching my methodologies, and writing my methodologies, and creating my own ebook. So I'm going to say to you right now, and I hope by listening to this podcast, you've been kind of inspired that I didn't have a clue what I was doing. What I did have a clue was that I was all about progress. And then I was all about measuring, what can I do with that progress? If I want to be known for muscle building, build a body. If I want to be known for fat loss, get lean. If I want people to see I'm taking it seriously, do it consistently. Don't be a one-trick pony. I bodybuilded. I got friends with some of the best in the world. Ben Pakulski, Okay, I got to meet Milos Sarchev. He prepped me for a long time. Through Ben, I got to meet some of my idols in bodybuilding. Dexter Jackson was one of them. And then through UK, I got to meet some of the huge bodybuilders in the country. Through going to the UK BFF shows, being sponsored by Cytec, I became great friends with Jordan Peters. I ended up, through going to different seminars and doing my content and being visible and showing my progress, to become best friends with the likes of Phil Graham and Phil Learney and Jamie Alderton. You know, as I said, Jordan. All of these people that are at the forefront of their career, I didn't say I want to be their friends. I just knew categorically that if I wanted to get on their radar of anybody that's anything, I need to be doing something consistent, something about moving forward, something about progress, showing people that I'm prepared to do more than anybody else. And I know I look at this and think, oh, Mark, you know, you're putting this together. This is all about you. This is all about you. But you know what? This could be one of the most valuable podcasts I've put together, because every step of my journey, as I've said, wasn't planned. But if you can take anything from today's podcast, it was about being strategic, knowing I wanted to do things a little bit better and different than anybody else, and then utilizing what I'd got from that situation to catapult me to the next level. Guys, I got to being in Nottingham. I have an unbelievable team. I have huge respect for them all. I have an amazing secretary, admin, and I have someone who's incredible that also does my marketing for me. And without that team, I wouldn't have been able to then make the decision to move to London. A relationship that has fulfilled me as a human being, my fiance Marsha, who will be my wife in 3 weeks. But I moved to London to fulfill another area of my passion, which has developed. By not being in the gym every single day, I'm able to develop my business mentoring, and I'm being able to help more trainers around the world and leave more of a legacy. And the gym does work, and I have the team there. I have managers there. I have a manager of the gym who's phenomenal at what she does. I have James that manages the trainers and oversees the education and development of the team. I have great guys that are part of the education program. Dan is a huge part of the education program. And with that collectively, it's allowing me to go and not get locked into personal training and allow me to fulfill the next stage of my career. I built that foundation. I can live in London. The guys continue to do their personal training out of the gym, and I can fulfill my service to the fitness industry by helping mentor trainers achieve a better business, achieve a better brand, put an education program together that inspires and educates and helps people to achieve what they want to achieve. And that fulfills me immensely. And where am I going to be in 2 years' time? I don't know. Have I got aspirations to leave more of a legacy, write a book, do different things, put more online programs out, help more people, something bigger, something better? Of course. But ultimately, you know, today, the journey, if I could sum this up to you right now, the word journey means never ending for me. But what it does mean is that part of that journey, you've got to make progress. Part of that journey is about consistently doing things to make you better, not stagnate. And I've come to realize that every opportunity that's come my way to open up Nottingham, or even Newark, to open up Nottingham, to open up, to get involved with Cytec, to get involved with bodybuilders and compete at an incredible level. Guys, I watched Flex Lewis in the British finals when he got his pro card, and I was on the British stage. I got second in my first British qualifier, first British show. You know, I went on to go on the British. I won my qualifiers. You know, I busted my ass to be as good as I could be. I didn't want to be a pro. You know, I wasn't going to win British titles, but I busted my ass to be as good as I could because I wanted to get in that niche. I wanted to be at the forefront. And there's going to be some of you guys listening to this who go, should that be me? If you want to be better, if you want to grow, and if you have aspirations of having people to know who you are, then yes, you've got to do something that stands out, that gets people's attention, that gets people to actually buy into who you are. One of my questions earlier today on Instagram was, you know, what have you done to grow your Instagram following? And honestly, I just tried to do more than anybody else, put more posts out, make people want to follow me. Most people have on their social media, most people don't have a reason for anybody to follow them. You know, why do we follow The Rock? He's entertaining, he's inspiring, he's motivating. You know, he's a great human being. He shares his message and people want to be engaged with him. Write down, what is it that you want people to say about you? I wanted people to say, that guy puts on muscle. That guy knows how to get shredded. When I got lean, I just wanted people to see that I was inside out shredded. I wanted people to respect me for that. So running the business, having trainers impeccable, having trainers get great results. We've changed the brand in the last 12 months to entertain a slightly newer level of coach coming into the business. We've changed slightly with our views of doing body transformations with everybody. We've changed our, not our views, but we've changed the, we've made the gym slightly more approachable to an average Joe type of client, because that's who is going to be more available from a business perspective and longevity as a business perspective. But ultimately, we still stand for what we stand for, excellence at the highest level. And when you do things in an excellent way, when you portray yourself in a way that shows growth, development, knowledge, experience, wisdom, travel, learning, connections, I think all of these things end up with people going, do you know what, I'll follow them, because there's something that they're doing that I want a piece of, or I want to learn from them about what they're doing. Look at the people you follow. Why are you following them? You know, so the word journey for me is, you know, it's never ending, but it's not just a journey on a track that's going at the same level. It's a journey of progression. It's a journey that's going up. It's a road that's going up. It's a direction that will lead me ultimately towards higher networks, more people, growth. I've got to be going up. I've got to move up the pyramid. I've got to get in line with different people, because that's where growth minds are. That's where opportunities are. That's where, you know, more ideas are. That's where more money is. But still, for me, I'm not chasing money. I'm chasing helping people. I'm chasing giving back. I'm sitting in my office right now doing a podcast, because sharing this podcast, my journey, guys, really matters to me, because it's been 15 years. I'd do it all again. I would do it all again. And if it means me being in this same position, sitting here doing a podcast in a blooming hot room while, you know, keeping everything shut so no one hears, the noise doesn't get in from outside, to give you guys information, to share my journey. And I know it's been a long podcast. And if you've got to the end, please drop me a message on Instagram and just say, I made it to the end, because I'm talking to you and I'm letting my heart out and I'm letting you know about everything that we've been through. And I'm going to tell you right now, just if you're here at the end, it's not been easy. I've had to borrow money to get myself out of shit. I had to borrow money to set up the gym. I've had to struggle. I spent a lot of time not paying myself a lot of money, because I knew that it was a journey. I knew it was a mission. I knew it was something I had to accomplish. But I knew that I had to lay the foundations and framework, something that I teach on my mentorship, something that I teach on my mastermind, that the foundations need to be laid. And the foundations for me are always around the product that you serve, the audience that you serve, knowing clearly who that is. Then it lies in your financial strategy, your systems, and understanding what you need to make, what you can make from your current environment, what opportunities are available. Your systems, your service, your operations, your customer service, retention, referrals. Your marketing is your third one. How do you get leads? How do you get inquiries? What's your marketing platform? Most people don't have these things laid down. I teach this to fitness professionals so that you're not lost. You know, I teach you to look out for what's coming your way right now. If there's growth opportunities there for you right now, I make you do them. People don't want to do Insta stories, I'll make you do them. People don't want to do YouTubes. If it's appropriate, I'll make you do them. You won't want to talk to people on the gym floor, I'll make you do it. Because without this push, without this drive, without this, you know, the podcast especially, to just share with you what you should be doing, you're not going to make progress. So I'm at M10 Nottingham now. That's where my journey is. I say with the gym. I live in London. I mentor trainers, I develop my education program, have an amazing team in Nottingham that support me to do that. And without them, I wouldn't be able to be in London and live a lifestyle that I've always dreamed of, with a beautiful partner to allow me to do that with and share that with. But it's 15 years, guys. It's a journey, it's a process. And God knows where the next 15 years will go. But I know one thing, it's going up. And I can't wait for you to be a part of that. And I can't wait to be a part of yours with you. So guys, if you want me to help you with your journey, all you got to do is go on Instagram, drop me a DM and say, look, do you know what? If you could help guide me through my route, I'd be happier. I would be on a better path. I'd know where I am. and your experience is going to help me. So drop me a DM. Let's talk about how I can help you. Let's jump on a call. But for now, enjoy the beautiful evening. It's 7 o'clock here in the UK. Wherever you are in the world, be better tomorrow. Progress, analyze, and just do more, care more, and be more. Guys, have a fantastic evening, and I'll speak to you soon.